could be one of the most important decisions that the Deschutes County Commissioners make this year. That is hiring a new administrator. An extensive search drew about 50 applicants. Now the seven top candidates are in Bend for extensive interviews. Commissioner Alan Unger says before inviting the top seven to the final round, they did some face-to-face interviews using Skype.
In a general sense, what did you think of the field of candidates that you narrowed it down to?
Well, there's a lot of candidates that have a lot of public experience already, and there are some that have no public experience but a lot of private experience, and it'll be interesting to see as they're interviewed how that plays out is the difference between groups and are there opportunities one way or the other.
The post has been vacant since the commission fired Dave Kanner more than 5 months ago. Two employees of the Lapine Sewer and Water District will receive written reprimands but will get to keep their jobs. The two, Donna Ziegler and Ashley Williams, allegedly used public funds to purchase thousands of dollars worth of gasoline for their private vehicles. An article in the Bulletin says Ziegler is the operations manager and Williams is an administrative assistant. Some of the sewer and water commissioners wanted to fire Ziegler but did not after being advised by the district's attorney that Ziegler might sue over such an action. 26-year-old Brian Carl Kennedy of Bend is arrested yesterday, hours after his release from the Deschutes County Jail. Officials at the Mount Bachelor Hotel yesterday morning called police to report Kennedy and a guest were causing a disturbance. Kennedy fled before police arrived, but officers quickly got another call, this one from the AM/PM store at 3rd and Murphy, where Kennedy allegedly assaulted some people and asked for money. Lieutenant Brian Kendall says Kennedy assaulted an officer when they attempted to contact him, and a canine unit was deployed to subdue him.
And to boot, he had been in jail for the last 5 or 6 months. He just got released, and so within an hour, he started causing more problems already, but he'd been in custody for the last 5 months.
Kennedy was taken to the Deschutes County Jail, where he allegedly attempted to assault a jail officer. The numbers for December home sales are out and show that local home prices have dipped a little. The numbers were released by CoreLogic, a national company that tracks home sales. They show that year over year, home prices in Bend declined by 1.1% in December 2011 compared to December 2010. That number includes distressed sales. However, when the distressed sales are factored out, the prices year over year actually increase by 2.1%. Speaking of homeowners, right now homeowners who sell their home as a short sale do not have to pay income tax on the forgiven debt, but that is changing in less than a year. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer explains.
A 2007 tax law is set to expire that offered short sale homeowners an income tax protection from paying those taxes. Kip Lohr of Lohr Real Estate specializes in short sales. He explains what the expiration of the law will mean.
Let's say that you bought your house in 98 for $200,000. You didn't refi your home. We sell it for you as a short sale today for $100,000, and this was your primary residence. If this tax code expires, you could have tax consequences on $100,000.
This temporary law that is set to expire in 2013 allows homeowners to basically ignore the income effects of a short sale. And if allowed to expire, homeowners would pay income tax on the forgiven debt. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
A measure being considered in Washington state would require Oregonians who shop in Washington to pay sales taxes. Under the bill, Oregon residents that spend at least $384 within a year in Washington and keep their receipts would later be able to apply for a partial refund of those taxes. Washington lawmakers estimate the measure would raise about $18 million per year in much-needed revenue. That bill has not yet been heard in committee. And the Oregon Zoo's orangutans picked their picks for Sunday's Super Bowl. Felicia Heaton reports.
Lewis and Clark football coach Chris Salaja says Angie's calls haven't been very accurate in recent years, and this time she had a hard time choosing, wearing three different shirts.
Not very reliable. Kutai looks like he knows what he's doing. Came in, picked the Patriots, had the shirt on.
Kutai, Angie's big grandson, held onto his Patriots shirt while Angie switched from her Pat's shirt to a Giants shirt.
She's going for Eli. Yeah, she likes Eli.
But zookeepers say it's the first shirt that matters.
If you're a Patriots fan, you probably feel pretty good right now.
Felicia Heaton, Portland.
And I'm Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND, depend on us.